Sent to change that every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Adobe Radio.
Was it over before it ever began? And I think that fits perfectly for this show.
Crash Test Radio starts now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What's going on, guys? I just interrupted Jarrett.
This is all I ever wanted to do on the radio was say, it's Monday, November 27, 2006. That's the only reason I ever wanted to be on the radio. Say the date. I'm out of here for the rest of the night. Don't watch the game. Thank you.
See you later.
All right. I'm complaining. This is Crash Test Radio, and I just made John a giggly little man.
Sure you did. The vodka had nothing to do with it.
John's been drinking since we meet up a couple hours before the show starts, and John decided to get totally tanked before the show. So
yes,
John's done for. Tom is not here today. I tried to get him on the phone, but being Tom that he is, he doesn't pick up his phone. So who's filling in for us tonight?
Tonight we have Freddy, the phone company guy. He works with John.
He does.
Woo!
Hello.
What's going on, Freddy?
Nothing much.
How was your Thanksgiving, Fred?
A lot of beans.
Freddy's
Freddy brings a little ethnicity to the show.
He does.
The first non-white character on the show. Pretty much he's Spanish for any white person listening out there.
We asked him how his Thanksgiving was. How was your Thanksgiving?
A lot of beans.
Okay, I remember now.
Yeah.
All right.
How was your Thanksgiving, Rocco?
It was good.
What'd you do?
I got a puppy.
He did.
And then we ate it.
Did you rotisserie it?
No. I got a puppy over the weekend.
What kind of dog did you get?
A puggle.
Puggles are cool.
I fell into
$1,400 dog for free.
I got it for free.
You gonna eBay it?
She's a cutie little.
You should. You should eBay it.
I was thinking about it actually. Uncle Will gave me the idea because he wanted to go to Atlantic City the other night.
Uh-huh. So he
said, "Dude, I have no money. I can't." And he goes, "Well, you're getting like a $1,300 dog tomorrow. Why don't you just put it on Craigslist and sell it?" I go, "You know what? That's a pretty good idea.
It's not a bad idea."
It's funny. Rocco had it for a day, and he already asked me on the way down here. He's like, "I just want to get rid of this dog."
Well, you have dogs at your apartment or no?
You're supposed to pay like a $50 a month fee.
Okay, so you can't have pets though.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay, because last place we lived when he bought a dog, we couldn't have pets.
He's got like three cats and all it does.
Oh, you have
cats? All it does is chase the cats around. It's hysterical.
Oh, cats are
the cats
worst.
Hate it. Her name is Bella.
It's true.
That was her name already, and she's a good girl.
That's the worst fart I've ever smelled in my entire life.
The dog?
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's bad.
Really?
She's really bad.
It'll make you want to leave the fucking apartment, I swear to God.
As if hanging out with Rocco wouldn't make you want to do that.
She has little smelly little dog farts.
That's beautiful. So, John, how was your Thanksgiving? Anything exciting happen to you?
Not at all, actually. I can't say that it did.
No?
Nothing.
No?
I got nothing. I ate my Thanksgiving dinner in pajamas.
That's pathetic.
I really did.
How's Vegas?
Vegas is good.
Vegas is moving to New Jersey. Is that true?
It's true. We'll be talking about that later in the show, actually.
All right. We have a lot to cover this show.
It's true.
You're trying to just change the subject.
Anybody who's listening to this show, we'll be listening to that show later. We'll talk about that later. Jesus.
Well, John flew to Vegas for a booty call. For a booty call. He flew to Vegas. Vegas.
My mom died when she heard this song.
Sooner or later, John will be a dad. He'll be a dad. What a freaking douchebag. Viva vagina. Viva vagina.
Vegas is calling in a little later,
Viva,
huh?
It's true, she is.
We're going to get around and we're going to let everyone on AIM ask him.
We're going to get to the bottom of this story.
Viva vagina. You just can't be rude and obnoxious.
You're rude and obnoxious to everyone.
And so am I. I'm
your
not going to lie.
Who is a very wonderful woman.
You just felt awkward because you knew she was listening.
No, I love John's mom.
Okay, so if you guys want to message us and get involved in the show, the AIM name is Crash Test Losers. Again, Crash Test Losers on AOL Instant Messenger. And Enrique, our intern.
He's Freddie the phone company guy.
Enrique.
What do you do for the phone company?
Outside plant technician.
Ah, okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
He mows lawns.
Fancy word.
That's what he does.
You said it. Beautiful. Oh God. So we have a retraction that I need to throw out. There is no Britney sex tape. It's not real. We found out. But there's a Jessica Simpson one that's on the verge that we hear. So
we'll see. I thought I said last week that the Britney thing was fake.
Well, I don't know. All they kept saying was fake, but who knew? And apparently now they're saying that it definitely was.
Well,
fake.
I knew because I'm in the know.
Yeah, you're in the know.
We'll never get to see K-Fed naked, John. I'm sorry for that.
I know, it sucks.
In about 20 minutes, we're going to have our first phone interview with a legitimate person interest.
Yeah, no, Vinny from Less Than Jake is going to be on the phone with us talking about some Less Than Jake stuff and some different companies that he runs with, some toys and stuff.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to have
him for our little radio show.
We'll see how we do. We've never done an interview before.
It's probably going to bomb horribly.
Well, you're going to probably sit there and just keep drinking and be quiet.
Listen, I don't know the guy's name. I don't know.
I just said his name.
So you guys, that's going to be your guys' thing, not mine.
Vinny from Less Than Jake.
You guys love John, send us a message on AIM, Crash Test Losers.
If you guys love John, where'd that come from?
Nobody loves me.
Exactly.
Everybody fucking hates
me. So I'm just trying to keep the AIM messages down for Enrique.
If you guys have any questions, if you guys want to just talk to Freddie, the phone company guy, who is half Mexican and half
Ecuadorian.
Spick. He's just a spick.
Give him a call. I don't like that word. That's disgusting. Word you just used.
You fucking wop.
And then later in the show, after the Vinny interview, and I guess either before or after we talk to Vegas, we're going to kind of do a thing here that could either go good or bad, as all the things we do could either go good or bad.
Well, they usually sound good, and then we wake up in the morning and say, that was bad.
That was bad news.
But we want to try our hand at a little sex advice here.
Somebody on the MySpace said that we should give some love advice. So first, me and Rocco are going to play a game to see who really should be more of the, I guess, the love doctor, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play to 10. Whoever gets the highest is going to be considered the more credible one. And then we're going to take phone calls and let people give us their love problems and see if we can solve them.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I think that we could help out a lot of people, Rock.
I think I'm good.
as long as John's microphone's on mute
so that no one
kills themselves.
You're so wrong. You two cannot help anybody.
I disagree.
Really?
I think we could be more helpful than you can.
I do. I think we're going to be fucking amazing.
And I think we may bring in the true love doctor, who is our very, very good friend Thuggy, possibly for a couple couple answers to stuff.
He's so not reliable.
How the fuck are we going to get Thuggy?
He's messaging me online that said I'm the love doctor, actually.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah,
Thuggy's listening tonight?
Thuggy's listening.
How come you didn't message me back, you fat fuck? I asked you if you were working tonight. Dickhead.
Oh, God. Do you have to? Are you tuning in?
You got something?
You can just talk.
You don't have to raise your hand.
You talk whenever you want.
Well, we have one question from.
You gotta talk into your mic.
I don't know. Is BXX? Who has sex with more people, Rocco or Jared?
I'm gonna go with Rocco. Sorry, Jared.
Is it BXSX?
Yes.
Oh, it's Tom.
Oh, it's Tom.
You fucking dork.
An idiot. Oh, and Thuggy says your nose is big.
His belly's big.
Whatever, fatty.
Oh, you guys are ridiculous. You know that.
That's all right.
So But unfortunately, we planned everything for later in the show, I guess, so we really don't have too much to tackle, do we?
What, right now?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about,
Rob? Of course we do.
Let's hear it.
We have plenty of stuff. Well, I see that Laura just called me and she hung up.
Are you in trouble already?
Already.
Are you still in the relationship after last week?
Yeah, no,
if anybody was listening last week, Laura called up with every fucking right because Rock is a piece of shit.
That was the funniest shit.
It was
ever.
Great, but the iPod podcast didn't go up yet, so I wasn't able to re-listen, unfortunately.
No, pretty much Rocco got caught in a lie.
Yeah, that was one of the best things that anyone who listens to the show says to me. You're like, was that phone call real?
I know. Yes, I didn't even know it was real.
Are you calling her back right now for a real phone call?
No, she'll call in, I guess.
Call her. See if there's a problem. Get
Laura,
on.
If you're calling, I mean,
Laura,
if you're listening, call
if you have something to yell at Rocco about, just go with it, please.
All right, let me.
What do you got? He's scared. He's Rocco, so you can tell he's like playing with the phone going on off speakers.
What's up?
He's talking to us. Yeah. Hopefully. I really hope she calls in.
Tom said, make Why? The new guy love Doctor. He's got great radio personality.
Freddy rules. Wait, Chitty, Freddy is better than you. Sorry.
All right, hold on.
By a week.
Thank you.
So, all
right, here we go.
It's a fumbling mess.
I don't know what's
he
going
is a
on here.
Mess.
All people should not be giving sex advice.
What? Wait, sex advice or love advice?
I had an idea to stay in bed and have sex all day. That's what I wanted to do. That was my idea, and I called it Sex Fest. By 2:30, I finally got him into bed to have sex with me once, and he couldn't have sex every day. We made plans to have sex because I don't think we have sex enough, and it still doesn't happen, and you're going to give sex advice.
Does Rocco's nose get in the way of his sex, Laura?
What?
Does Rocco's nose get in the way of him having sex, would you say?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Ask her my question.
Laura, can you hear me?
Kind of. It sounds like you're screaming into the phone and it's all blurry.
Whoa, sorry. How about now, Laura?
Yeah, I can kind of hear you.
All right. Jarrett wanted to know if
Rocco's nose gets in the way of him having sex.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it that he's always playing with the...
You're a liar.
True. Wait, all right.
So beyond me, so I just think he's gay because I want to have sex with him more than he wants to have sex with me, and I Whoa. Know I'm not unattractive.
Listen,
okay?
All right, listen,
Laura, hold up a second. Rocco needs to get a rebuttal.
Can
in
I
here.
Fucking say something here?
Just because he had sex with me doesn't make him gay.
Shut up.
No, that's right. It just makes you gay, John.
How dare
okay.
you?
All right, but baby, who I love so much.
What?
I said, baby, who I love so much.
What? I know you love me, but you're gay because you still don't want to have sex.
I do.
And
I
now
just.
You're gonna give sex advice?
I am not a piece of meat. I need to be romanced.
I knew that was coming.
Wait, who is not a piece of meat?
I am not a piece of meat. I need to be romanced once in a while.
Well, hello. What was the point of staying in bed and cuddling all day and having sex?
Wait, what?
That was supposed to be romantic.
Laura,
okay?
Laura.
That was for about 30 minutes.
I'm starting to get worried that Aaron may call and say the same thing. What day was this?
Friday.
Friday.
Oh, you had
Thanksgiving.
Football wasn't even an excuse. You could say the tryptophan from the
guy doesn't want to sit in bed and have sex all day with his attractive girlfriend.
Whoa. Who said you were attractive?
I don't know. That's
yeah.
not No,
like,
that
what's wrong with you?
No, that's not it. I don't know. I just, first of all, we woke up at like 1 p.m. and I was just like tired and lazy and I just wanted to stay in bed. I'm not a machine. I can't go every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know that, but
no, I can't.
Really?
Laura.
No.
I could.
Laura.
Yeah.
Who's better? Rocco or Thuggy?
Rocco's what?
Who's better, Rocco or Thuggy? Forget it.
Forget it.
He's an idiot. Baby, thank you for calling in. You should really go think about a career in radio because every time you call up,
the ratings just
it's radio
they
gold.
They fly.
And
I'm
sorry. I'll make it up to
you. I think I'll try to stick to the modeling theme, and I know you hate it.
Yeah. Well,
at least I get your attention when I do it, so at least you want to have sex with me when I do that. So.
How dare you?
What?
I said, how dare you?
But is Rocco at least great when he decides to show up to the game, Laura?
Is he in bed?
Oh, yeah, no, he's great in bed. That's why I always want to have sex with him.
That's right.
happens like maybe 3 times a week.
Oh, bullshit.
That's not enough for me. I want more.
That's bullshit.
It, I don't understand. Like, it should, the problem should be the other way around.
Well, sometimes I'm tired. I don't know. What do you want from me?
I want you to have sex with me more.
He's at work all day, earning the career, making a home. Make sure you live at her apartment, don't you?
Baby, I'll make it up to you tonight, okay?
He'll bring you White Castle.
Okay, I'll be talking at home again when you get home.
Tell them about my oral skills.
He's got a...
Tell them about my oral skills.
Your oral skills are fantastic.
What, you're liar. You're stuttering?
You lie. I am fucking amazing.
You lie.
All right, baby, we're gonna go, all right?
But thank you for the wonderful call.
All right, have fun tonight, boys.
All right, let the dog out.
Bye.
Let the dog out.
We're men. Dork.
Holy
what
shit.
What an ass.
Wow.
Hey, Freddie, is anybody writing anything in over there?
We got a question. She's 21 years old. She slept with 26 guys.
What?
Girls. How many girls?
How many girls?
2 girls.
Ooh. Okay.
And no one has ever been able to make her orgasm.
Really?
What a fucking slut and liar, by the way.
Does she have a problem?
She's a Does fucking she have liar a problem? And a
slut. No, no. Will you shut up?
She's orgasm. A slut.
No, that's weird, really.
She's a liar.
A liar and a slut.
Shut up! Any advice for her?
Yeah, you're a fucking whore.
Buy a vibrator, I guess.
He's not lying.
Can we take a song break?
Whatever. Certainly can take a song break.
All right. What are we going to play? Right after the break, right after the song break, we're going to be talking to Vinny from Less Than Jake. So here's a little Less Than Jake for you guys.
It's never
All right, what's going on, guys? We're back. Crash Test Radio. On the phone with us right now is Vinny from Less Than Jake. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Dave?
How are you, Vincent?
You know, I just ate a Whataburger, which is this like sort of like greasy like chain. And I ate a hamburger with cheese, and it was fantastic. So I'm doing okay.
Did you get it with onions?
You know what? No onions. I'll tell you what. I don't like any kind of sort of vegetable on my hamburger.
Really?
I agree, buddy.
I disagree. I'm sorry.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't want onion. I don't want lettuce. I don't want tomato. I want bread, cheese, meat, and some sort of condiment. I'm partial to barbecue sauce, mustard. But,
Vinny, you know. Vinny, this is John, and I totally agree with you.
Well, thank you, John. I consider myself, you know, one of those people that, you know, I don't like mixing things, you know. I don't like mixing the vegetable and the meat category.
See, I'm the total opposite.
Agreed.
I like the healthiness feeling of eating the burger with at least, like, the lettuce, you know?
Yeah,
but
sure.
That shit happens.
Ugh. So Vinny, we do our show out of New Jersey, and from what I read, that you actually grew up in New Jersey, right?
I did, actually, in Woodbridge and in Jersey City.
Oh, wow.
We're close to Jersey City.
Kind of.
Yeah, but both shitholes, but for two different reasons.
Well, we know the Jersey City one. Why was Woodbridge such a shithole?
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
You know, Woodbridge is the quintessential sort of, like, New Jersey, like, suburb town. You know, it's the only thing that's there is a big mall. You know, everything else is pretty much house and ghetto, you know?
No, I hear you. Actually, sitting in with us tonight is Freddie, the phone company guy, who's Mexican. Was that one of the reasons Woodbridge was such a shithole?
I was born there.
Too many Mexicans?
Yeah, I wish I was Mexican, I'll be honest with you.
Well, there you go. There you go, Freddie. One person who wishes he was Mexican.
You're an asshole.
So, all right, well, Jarrett just tells us you just got back from a world tour. Jarrett would like to know how it went and what you enjoyed the most.
You know what? Here's the thing. We did a month in the United States. We did a week and a half in Japan. We did a week and a half in Australia. And then we did 2.5 weeks in the UK. I mean, Japan, hands down, among anything, Japan is the most insane thing. I mean, you're just walking around the street sort of in awe by, like, the it's just massive when you're walking around Tokyo.
And it's just, it feels so foreign. You really feel like you're in another world, I think, when you're there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, but here's the thing that's a bum out, and the internet sort of fucked everything up a little bit, and I'll tell you why. You know, before, about 10 years ago, you'd go to the UK, and a kid in the UK who liked punk rock would have his own sort of style for the country, and you go to Japan, and kids who like the punk, you know, who like punk, they had their own style. Obviously, it meshed against, like, an American punk rocker and that style. But because of MySpace and because of things like that, when you go to the UK now, it looks like any kid in any city. When you go to Japan, it looks like any kid in any city that likes punk rock. It's really weird.
It's true. That's like true. All the kids in Japan look like the kids in Aiden.
Yeah, it's really weird, actually. It's creepy when you're walking around and you go, why is that kid, the Japanese kid has, like, a hair straightener, and he straightened his hair, and he's wearing
girl jeans. Yeah, weird. See, I knew it was
gay.
It's ridiculous, man.
No, that's
hello?
Hello?
Can you hear everything all right, or is it, it's a little bad, right?
It's all fuzzy and weird and kind of glitchy. All
right, that's working perfectly, then. We're good to go.
That's how our phone system works. Basically, we just had a couple more questions for you, man. We don't want to take up any more of your time. The new album is amazing. Definitely one of the best albums this year that's to come out. I was curious, do you still write all the lyrics to all the songs?
I still do, yeah.
Oh, really? Every song?
Yeah. You know what? There's three songs that we wrote with people because Warner Brothers are fucking weirdos.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking for a hit. So basically, it's everything that's on In With The Out Crowd, except for three, which is touched by people who are much lamer than me. So
that's crazy. Yo, speaking of lame people, okay, you got to put a rumor to bed for me, all right?
What's the rumor?
The rumor about the song Liquor Store. Is it true that you guys can't play that song anymore because Real Big Fish helped write it? Or is that just a big rumor?
That's all bullshit. Just because Chris, I mean, put it this way. If you believed everything that Chris, our singer, said, then I would have, like, one testicle because it got, like, knocked off in a kickball accident. If you believe everything that guy said,
that's funny.
Roger has syphilis, you know? Which, he may, I don't know. But
so are you saying then that every day is not Chris's birthday?
You know what? Every day is not his birthday, or nor anyone in the band.
No, shit. I don't believe you. I think you're a liar.
I wish that we could call him right now and ask him, but we can't. I don't know where he's at.
So what's the deal with that song? Like, I mean, I don't know. I just hear from other people, like, rumors about that crap. But you guys don't play that song anymore, right?
We just put it in the mouth for you, son of a bitch.
Well, fuck you, man. I don't know. I'm getting the notes from Jarrett.
Fuck you. Don't bring me into this shit.
Jarrett's a bullshit artist.
Last tour,
we had a wheel that basically people voted on the songs they wanted to hear. It was 16 songs on this, like, Wheel of Jake, we called it. And we basically spun it every night.
Really?
Whatever came up is what we played.
It's true. There are YouTube videos of it. I saw it today, actually, because I was searching for my very own flag live.
That is fun.
I wanted to see it.
That's good shit. You know what? I'll tell you, on that tour also, we played We're All Dudes, which we have never played
live. You played that live? Oh.
We actually played that in New Jersey, actually, I think.
I was going to come to Long Island, and I missed it. I'm an asshole.
I wanted to ask you about that. How did you guys get hooked up with that? Was that just from the record company?
For who?
For the We're All Dudes.
We're All Dudes, I think?
Yeah.
You know, that was from when we were on Capitol, so yeah, that came right through, like, Capitol Records.
And what was the deal with that? Did you guys have to write the lyrics and all that? I mean, like,
that movie, you know, was based on a character that was on a Nickelodeon show. Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we all saw we saw the hit film.
I have it on DVD. You don't have to tell me.
So he gave like a lyric that his character always says, which is, "I'm a dude, you're a dude, we're a dude, blah blah blah." So we just wrote the song after that, you know. And there's lots of weird things that go along with that whole session. Is that, you know, he comes down and he can't sing at all.
Yeah.
So Chris had to do a scratch vocal track over it. So I have the tape of Chris singing that with him singing those lyrics, which is fucking hilarious.
That's incredible.
That's funny.
That's all the way.
What? Tell us.
The whole thing is weird, though, just because it was Nickelodeon, so it was, like, you know, lots of sort of very meticulously done because it was for kids. But during that whole time, it was sort of a fiasco of cursing and smoking.
I bet. Yeah. Oh, fuck Nickelodeon.
Did you get to bang all the chicks at least then on You Can't Do That on Television?
I wish, actually, especially the fat one, but I guess
that. And then slime could have fallen onto your head.
Or something else.
Or something.
A large thing of slime. It was good.
That's fine. Tell us a little bit about Monkey vs. Robot.
You know what? I changed the name to Monkey vs. Robot because it's a children's book, and it was getting confused, so I changed it to Wonderland War. So I just released toys with that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah,
are we talking about the same thing?
I want to do a bunch of sort of visual things that I can't do with Less Than Jake. So that just sort of channels the Wonderland War and the Monkey vs. Robot. It just channels that sort of vibe that I want to do into something else. So you just can't keep on doing it and doing it with Less Than Jake. You know, it's that I wanted to do new toys and it just can't release. Like, the last thing that I want to do is do a Vinny or a Rock.
Is there the? I saw the Wonderland War T-shirts. Where? Give a little plug for that. Where can you get those?
That would be at WonderlandWar.com, and they're all sold out, actually.
Oh, are they?
Okay.
I only do a limited amount of it. I do like 25 per size. So.
Okay. But I'm sure you saved me five, one each size.
I can get some more made if you want it.
Yeah, they're cool. I want to do a hoodie on the back of a hoodie. We'll talk later about this.
Okay, we can talk later about that for sure.
Sweet deal.
All right, one last thing, man. I saw you guys are doing in Florida a really cool thing. You guys are doing 6 different shows where you're playing full albums, full Less Than Jake albums each show. Whose idea was that? That is an amazing idea.
That was mine. I'll plug myself for that idea.
Yeah. What did the tickets go on sale, like advanced ticketing for that or anything like that?
The tickets just went on sale recently, but it's one of those things where you have to like sort of get in contact with the clubs because they're tiny clubs, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, comparatively speaking, so you have to buy it from those directly from the club, you know? So you could buy ahead if you want, and, you know, maybe it'll possibly, people, you know, are speculating that the In With The Out Crowd night won't sell out, but no one actually knows when we're playing that.
Well, that's what
everything's random, you know?
You're doing
no idea when what album is going to be what day.
Gotcha.
That's what I was actually going to ask. Do you guys have any word of what day is, like, what album day is selling more than the other?
Well, he knows, but no one else knows, I assume, is what he's saying, that no one knows what day what's playing.
Fact is that we sort of promised ourselves that it would be, like, the day of the show, we would go, make a decision, well, what day and whatever it is going to be, you know, sugar packets and a hat or whatever the fuck is going to be some deciding process of, okay, it's going to be this tonight, you know, instead of like sort of like, oh, we're starting, you know, at Headscore and working our way up and the last show is going to be the latest album or, you know, anything like that. We're just doing it randomly.
I think, and hopefully no one's listening to the show right now because I think it's a good idea. I think when you start the losing streak night, you need to just start right with the sound clip from the record and go right into the song.
You know, it's definitely... You know, what's weird about that is when we played Losing Streak on the last tour a bunch of times, kids sort of, you could tell, you know, some of the kids that are 14 or 15-year-old, it sort of sails over their head a bit.
No idea about it, huh?
No, it's weird. But if we played all of Anthem, you know, it would be a different story. Or if you play all of, you know, Borders and Boundaries, it depends what people come into your band and start to, you know, like become a fan of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, last time I saw you was at Warped Tour, and it was fucking amazing. Like, you by far were the best band there. I'm not even kidding.
Every Warped Tour.
Yeah.
It's true.
By far.
Well, thanks, man. That's awesome for you to say.
And
yeah,
I saw you at Ska Against Racism in the Rain, front row, motherfucker.
In Montclair.
Montclair University. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Ska with Kimori.
We just actually played with Kimori in Japan.
They're still around?
Still around. Even though, like, they had their trombone player.
Trumpet.
They got into a car wreck and a trombone player died, but they're still around.
Yeah. He was in the car with the drummer, and the drummer actually came out to our show when we were in Tokyo, and he knew that me and Oki were big Kimori fans, and we actually met him, and he was on crutches and came down. I don't know if you ever played, I think it was called the Cyclone. But it's like there's a bunch of stairs to go down to the venue in Tokyo. And he actually went down on crutches because he knew we were just huge fans of Kimori and we had some contact previously. And like a month after the accident, he still came out to the show and watched us play, which was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that is awesome. Those guys, man, like live are still absolutely just insane.
They are fucking ridiculous.
So good live. We did 2 shows with them in Japan and they were sick.
They rule.
When's the next time you're in Jersey or in the Jersey area?
You know what? We're not. The next time we're going to tour is probably going to be, you know, March, April-ish of next year. But, you know, for Less Than Jake, you know. But, hey, I'll be in New Jersey sometime the next week.
All right.
We'll hang out. We'll do lunch.
Definitely.
We'll do lunch on the coast, Vincent.
We'll do lunch on the toxic coast of New Jersey.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in for tonight. We appreciate it. We're gonna go to what are we doing? Landmines and landslides.
Vinny, one more question. Your thoughts on Kramer? Is he racist?
You know what? You should talk. I mean, 3/4 of New Jersey is a racist.
All right. Fair enough.
Good.
Okay. I'll catch you guys later.
Good deal. Yeah, thank you, man.
Take it easy, man. Thanks for calling.
Well, we did our first interview and we didn't fail miserably.
Wow, he's a cool guy. I'm not going
to
lie.
He is a very cool guy. So we're going to go.
That was very cool.
We're excited to meet him.
We're going
to
go to a song off their new record. It's called Landmines and Landslides. This is Less Than Jake. That was Vinny from Less Than Jake on the phone. And hit it, Rock.
We'll be right back.
We will.
Good.
Holy shit, we're back with Crash Test fucking Radio.
Vinny was an awesome dude.
He was.
I told you he's a nice guy.
I'm telling you, I can't wait to meet him. Freddie, you got anything over there or nothing interesting?
Anything on the AIM? I forgot. I haven't really been giving the AIM name out. It's Crash Test Losers on AIM. You guys can message Freddie, the phone company guy.
What? The most message we got today is that John sucks.
John sucks?
Really? Or
that's all I'm getting.
That's a basic. Just,
I got two of them, actually.
That's a message everyone just copies and pastes every week.
Yeah, it's so easy to send.
Freddie, you have no idea. We get that every week. For anybody who sends that, go fuck yourself.
And Uncle Joe said hello, John.
Uncle Joe?
Oh, wow, really?
From Full House?
Your Uncle Joe's listening.
No shit.
My Uncle Joe's listening. Rocco knows him.
All right, so we're going to get, it's about 9:40 or so, we're going to get into Rocco and Jarrett's love advice. But yeah. To find out who is better, we're going to play this little game, I think, with John. And this could fail miserably, listeners.
It could fail miserably, and if it does, then instant message us, and Freddie will tell us to stop.
Yeah, just tell us to stop, Freddie.
That's our game show music.
It's just a bunch of random questions. They're actually serious questions, but they made me laugh when I read them because
they're true and false, right?
Yeah, true
so
and false.
So it's 50-50, Rock.
Yeah. The way they word it cracks me up.
I'm going to prove Laura wrong, and I do.
Well, I don't think this is
something
about making love. I think this is about knowing just, about.
Yeah, sex questions. And
okay.
I'm half in the bag, so if I read things wrong, that's my bad.
We will continue to make fun of you. Continue.
Exactly.
Douchebag.
All right, let's hear it. First question. Who's keeping score? Bobby from Threeves keeping scores.
Okay.
Your left arm will be Rocco. The right arm will be me.
Yeah, we got a.
We have a little audience here.
Yeah, a little audience.
We do, and we're gonna play a new Threeves song coming up right after this segment, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. All right. First question. Oh, Jesus, I'm really half in the back. You cannot get pregnant the very first time you have sex, so there is no need to worry about birth control when you lose your virginity. True or false?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to...
Are you retarded?
It's got to be false. Going false.
It's false.
It is false. It is false.
It is false. All right, we're tied. Tie game.
Okay.
You don't have to count it. No, no points.
Okay.
No points awarded.
He's holding his arm up. All right.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, ready? Pregnancy only happens if the guy ejaculates inside the girl. If he pulls out before ejaculation, there is little or no risk for pregnancy.
Where'd you get these questions? Sesame Street?
Yeah, right. Dude. That's obviously that's true. No, that's false.
Listen,
I have false to answer seriously. I don't want to lose this game.
Yeah, it's false.
Why do you have to? It's not funny. It's if you
false.
Answer seriously,
well, it's false.
Fine, it is false.
I don't need to be retarded. Right. Continue.
You
Moving
cannot
on.
Get pregnant from heavy petting or oral sex.
I'm gonna say true.
Yeah, it's gotta be true.
It is true. Oh, I love how Freddie laughs. See, it's funny.
You made it seem like this game was actually gonna be difficult for us.
No,
Rocco, we're acing this shit.
Yeah, you guys are too good. My partner says that he or she is a virgin, and I am a
She's
virgin,
a liar.
So we do not have to worry about STDs.
Mm. Well, false, because you don't know if they're telling you the truth.
Yeah, it's false because the government wants to scare you.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yes, heavy penny
Kiger. Both virgins do not have to worry about STDs.
It's true. We're going to take a call from Kiger, too, in a little bit. Whenever
whenever
you feel like calling Rocco, Tom, you give a call in. I know you're listening out in Seattle right now.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You should use a condom or dental dam whenever you engage in oral sex with a partner whose sexual past is unknown.
I say bullshit.
I don't care what the true answer is. I'm going to say false.
The answer is true.
We don't want to promote that, though.
First of all, I got a question. Has anyone here, including Freddie, have ever used a dental dam?
What is a dental dam?
It's like a fruit roll-up.
It's like a mouth condom, I think.
Yeah.
Is that that little one that goes on your finger?
No.
It's literally looks like a fruit roll up, but it's not, and you put it
over your mouth.
I think some people use Saran wrap.
Oh, it was in that movie.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that movie?
Glad wrap.
What was booty that call, movie? Booty call. Fuck. What
booty
was it?
Call.
Booty call. Call. Yes.
Yeah.
Only one of the greatest films of all time. I'm sorry.
Freddie, so the phone company guy, knew it.
So wait, Freddie, have you ever used a mouth guard?
Look at him. He's a man.
Right before I got here.
Did you? John, was it good?
That would defeat the purpose if you put something over your mouth, wouldn't it?
Well, it's defeating the purpose for you, but it's still supposed to be pleasurable for your young lady friend.
Who cares about the young lady friend?
Or your young male friend.
I don't know.
Or John.
Go to the next question.
Continue. So we're tied, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, these questions are really fucking... If you don't know, if you don't get these right, you're an idiot.
I really thought it was going to be more difficult than this,
no,
but continue.
It's okay.
Continue.
Okay. The more sex partners you have, the higher your risk of contracting an STD, even if your routinely use of condoms as protection.
Can you read?
I don't know.
Retard. Next question.
That's a half bottle of vodka for you.
Next question.
Next question.
Okay, fine. Condoms are 100% effective
yes.
at warding off STDs. It's false, by the way.
Rocco, do you have an answer for that?
He just said it's false, by the way.
Oh, so she, okay, so still tie game.
Like I said, this is a tie game all the way down the board.
I thought this was going to be more difficult.
Only really skanky or sleazy people get STDs.
True. Yes!
True, right?
Freddie falls under the really skanky or sleazy people.
STDs were invented to
kill
people Mexicans. Like Freddie.
Yeah, kill Mexicans, really.
That's fucked up.
Population.
You're half Ecuadorian and you just stand up for that young man.
It is.
All right, next question. I'm kidding, Freddie.
Yeah, moving on, Jonathan.
They were invented to kill the gays. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Yeah, you have to give yourself canned laughter because no one here fucking laughed.
I know. If you wash your genitals immediately after sex with warm water or soap, you will immediately eliminate any chance of getting an STD.
That is a trick question because it has to be warm water and soap, not or soap. So trick question. So I'm going to go false.
It's false regardless.
It's false, right?
Yeah, it's false. The next question actually...
do you have anything that could possibly be challenging?
Yeah, no. Is there anything on
no? that?
No.
All right, then we need people to call in. We're going to keep going with this, but if you want to call in and get some love advice from the show, including Freddie the phone guy, the phone number is 973-229-6647. Again, 973-229-6647. Call in. Get some fucking spectacular love advice from your friends here.
As you can see, we're so knowledgeable in sex.
It's true.
100%.
The next question, actually, instead of warm water or soap, it actually asks if you should use hydrogen peroxide, which, by the way, if you put that on your balls, that would not be a good thing.
Have you done it?
No.
Just there.
That could not be a good thing.
Hydrogen peroxide?
Why would you even think to use that?
I would still think Nair hurts more.
No.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
We're ready, are you?
Come on, okay. Giggles.
All right, you ready?
Like a 13-year-old girl talking about sex.
It's true.
You're so nervous.
God damn you and your
candid.
Exactly.
Candid. What's up, Freddy?
People want the number again.
The number? Oh, the number one more time, 973-229-6647. Again, backwards, 7466 922-379.
Yeah, you gotta fucking confuse them even more.
Condoms ruin sex by taking away from the guy's pleasure.
Correct.
And are not worth using since they're not 100% effective.
Hit that anyway. Bell.
Sure.
I agree. Listen.
That is the best reread that statement. Right? That is hilarious.
Condoms. I agree. I laughed when I first read this.
This is why we did this on the show tonight, for this question right here.
Condoms ruin sex by taking away from the guy's pleasure and are not worth using since they're not 100% effective anyway.
True.
It is unbelievable.
All right, we got a call.
All right, let's hear. Let's hear.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
My name is Jen.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, what, Jen, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Oh, never mind.
Me again. But I need love advice.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're here.
So I have this problem. I'm not going to use names just to protect the innocent.
We appreciate that because we've learned our fucking lesson.
Yeah, I was kind of like seeing this guy. It wasn't official for like 3.5 months. And then like all of a sudden he was like, yeah, we're good together, but we're not great. So therefore, I just don't want to see you anymore. I'm like, okay. Come to find out, a week later, he has a brand new girlfriend.
Of course. Aww. You didn't see that coming?
So you got. So you go out and get a brand new boyfriend.
Exactly. Get over it.
I know, but how am I supposed to do that? Like, I want to make him jealous, but how do I do that?
Fuck him. Don't make him jealous.
Go out. Any guy you find, as long as he's good looking or whatever, just go up to him and just say anything. Do you understand? Like, it's not that difficult for girls.
No, it's not. Girls can get any guy they want. Are you skinny? Wait, what?
What'd you say?
Okay, not me.
What do you mean? How much you weigh? What?
I said, yeah, okay, not me. I can't do that.
Why not? How much do you weigh?
I'm sorry?
How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh? I am not talking about that on air.
Why not? Nobody knows who you are.
Do you look like any celebrities? Who do you look like?
What?
Who do you look like?
Who do I look like? I don't look like anybody.
No, not even
I look like
a
myself.
Not even like a little bit, like some kind of celebrity?
No, no.
Wait, are you,
come on, just tell me how much you weigh, for Christ's sakes.
You can look at my MySpace to find out.
Did you leave us comments before?
What was that?
Have you left us comments on MySpace? Because I know there's a Jen that like left us comments and stuff. Like,
yeah, Jen-tastic.
You're wearing like, yeah, yeah. What's the matter with you?
I don't know, but...
Wait, are you on my MySpace?
No, she's on ours. She's wearing like a light blue shirt in one of the pictures.
I have no idea. Is she good looking?
Hey, wait, no, no, Tom, the intern, Tom the intern is listening to the show and he knows who it is and he said she's cute.
Yeah, so just right. Go up.
Yeah,
just go up to Tom. He'll be your boyfriend.
Hold on, Freddie, what do you got over there?
Everybody's saying this girl's fat.
Magic. Oh, so Jen, wait. Jen, that's Freddie. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah, no, listen to Freddie.
Freddie's a fucking.
No,
yeah.
Freddie didn't say it either. He's saying that people are instant messaging him.
Tom's opinion counts the most.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of people on my instant messages that are saying that she's a deuce, deuce and a half.
Oh, come on.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No.
Okay, then why don't you just go hit
no,
up any random
we know
guy?
Who I know who you are, and you're no, that's not the case whatsoever.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you think, though.
No, yes, it is. Trust me, it is.
How old are you?
22.
Then yeah, no, it is easy. See, I thought you were going to say younger.
Listen,
you can just go to the bar. Just go to the bar. You'll be fine.
Yeah, sweetheart, hit on any some guy of the you see, and you're in.
They could be married. They could be, you know.
Matter.
Yeah. John, perfect example. Marriage.
Thanks, Dick.
Just a speed bump.
Yeah.
Frankly, I've never seen a speed bump that hits back, but
that's
going
to make
happens.
Vegas really want to talk to you on the phone.
Vegas is lovely.
Jen,
I do have a friend named Coop who I'm going to try and set you up with, Jen, and we're going to make whoever this ex is.
I appreciate that, thanks.
We're setting
Jen,
you up with Coop. That's
Jen,
thanks
seriously,
to Tom.
Seriously, I don't think you have a problem. I think you're a shy person. Is that what it is?
What was that?
Are you shy?
No, of course not.
Okay, well then all you have to do.
I think the guy that I was just going after is a jerk. That's all.
Yeah, well I agree with that. No, he's like John.
You should go for girls, I think.
All men are jerks.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Jen. Again, the phone number, if you guys want to call
Thanks,
in
Jen.
And get
Good
some
luck.
Love advice, 973-229-6647. Again, 973-229-6647. And again, if you're fully retarded, 973-229-6647. Let's get this phone ringing. We need to give some love advice.
Yeah, really.
And I think Kiger needs to call up too, Tom the intern, and
can
fucking
we,
explain himself for
can
not
I
being
keep
here.
Going with these questions?
We got a restricted call.
We have a restricted call?
Yeah,
we'll
Let's
take
see
it.
What this is.
God.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hey, stupid.
Hold on. Oh, no, that was my fault. Hey, what's going on?
It's Leisha. Hi.
Hi, Leisha.
I have love problems, and they're not. Like,
we know.
They are.
What is it now?
Like 2 weeks now.
Uh huh. Is
and
he gay?
He's
Wait,
straight.
Is this
a
gay?
I checked out. He's straight.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And,
sure he is.
Like, we were talking, and, you know, we hung out a bunch of times. We made out and stuff. And then today he sends me this message, and he's like, I can't see you anymore. And I'm like, why not? And he's like, well, my girlfriend's home.
Wow.
Well, yeah, he can't see you anymore. His girlfriend came back.
Move on. Apparently you were just a good piece of ass. Get over it.
Thanks. But, the awkward thing is, though, like, Do I tell her that while she was gone, her boyfriend, like,
sure.
was all over me?
Or
do
don't be stupid.
Stay quiet?
No,
stupid.
You know what? That's not going to help anything, really. It's just going to make things worse for you and him and her.
Exactly.
So I my advice to you would be to move on and
you want
to
know my piece? You
just
wanna
go
know
to
my
a new
advice?
Girl.
You want
to
know my
or
advice?
Or new guy, I mean.
Listen, was he a good piece of ass?
What?
Was he a good piece of ass?
No, he's actually not that good looking or smart or anything.
So don't worry about it.
Fucking move on. Go get a good piece of ass. Move on.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. I can't, though. I go with your guys, like, I don't want to say this, it sounds so hoary, but I go with your guys, like, a lot because
so what?
Everyone has girlfriends and don't tell me about them
Who
until
cares?
I get into it.
Listen, apparently you're a good fuck and move on. Go find another guy.
No, she didn't bang him. You didn't bang him, right?
No, I don't. I'm not like that at all.
Yeah, no, dude, she's like 16.
Listen, it's like a high school radio
she's
show,
laughing.
John, okay?
You hear her laughing? She's full of shit.
That's me
listen.
Laughing.
I'm not. I'm seriously not. Like, I'm just laughing at you, John, because you're fucking retarded.
All right, Leisha. Well,
Goodbye.
Basically, just you got to, our same advice we gave to Jen, we'll give to you. Go up to any guy and just talk to him. Guys are stupid, and they'll listen to anything. It doesn't matter.
You guys should become friends and, like, have an alliance.
Who?
Goodbye.
Get a nice...
What?
Jen and I should become friends. Because,
yes,
like, we both have the same problem.
Yeah, you
that
should.
Was John the asshole chiming in.
You should. You and Jen should talk to each other on MySpace.
Go ahead.
I don't think you guys will have any problem. All right.
Hey, John. You know what's funny though? you can like pretend to hang up on me all you want. I don't have to go to Las Vegas and hang out with a married chick.
Yes. Yeah.
First of all,
Here's the rebuttal. Let's go.
I have not hung up on you, and you know what? Say what you want.
I think we should get Vegas on the phone. Yes. I think it's time for Vegas to stand up.
Alicia, we're gonna go.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Have fun. Thanks for all support, John. Bye.
Goodbye, bitch.
What she said? I don't know.
I just knew it was nasty.
You stupid cunt.
Oh. I have love problems. Yeah, we know. I couldn't. Yeah. I had nothing.
Yeah, Jarrett was in the room.
Go have fun turning a bunch of guys into a bunch of homos, you bitch. Jesus Christ.
You'll only get it if you
have to use those words.
Because that's all she does is turn a bunch of straight guys into homos. That's it.
It wasn't
that's
her.
All she's good for in this world, you filthy whore.
Oh, come on.
Good.
Alicia, that's John.
Yeah, that is me. John. You know what? That is me, you filthy whore. And don't even try not to say that you bang these dudes, because you do. Right. You STD.
We got shut up. Stop it, man. You can't say that. Song. You get shut up.
Good.
All right, we got another call. Wait, another phone call.
Hey, you're on Crash Test Radio. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, this is Carrie. I talked to you guys earlier. I had the question. Apparently, I'm a whore.
No, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Guys? Our Mexican friend's getting excited. Guys?
What?
Oh, this is the one. You're the girl who can't reach the big O?
That's the one.
Really? What's going on here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
Have you ever?
I think this is past our limit.
Well, yeah, I can do it by myself. That's not a problem.
Wait, hold on a second. How many guys have you slept with?
26.
How old are you?
21.
You are a whore. Let's face facts here, sweetheart. Listen.
Hey, you want to know what I am? What I am? If I was a guy, I'd be a god.
It's so, true.
Listen. Thuggy wants a date. He's supposed to be there.
What was it? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Carrie.
Carrie, I have a guy for you.
Thuggy.
His eyes alone will give you the big O.
It's true.
I already have a boyfriend, but like that's not the issue. The issue is.
No, I'm
like,
telling you, that's the issue. You got to meet Thuggy.
Obviously, he doesn't have a big penis.
Just tell your boyfriend, listen, I need to do this for medical purposes. It's nothing against you. I just need to see if I can do this. And if Thuggy can't do it, no one will.
It's true.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Philly.
Philly? Philly. That's close enough.
That's close enough.
I actually like Philly.
I don't.
It's a great place. It's true. It honestly is. Apparently, I mean, but, it breeds whores, but I like Philly.
You are such
I'm
an
sorry,
asshole.
But I think there's something. It's got to be something wrong with you then. I mean, how could you?
Well, here's the problem, and actually, the girl that I slept with told me this, and this is way too personal, so I probably shouldn't be saying this on air. But I have my hood pierced, and she said that I have like almost too small of a hood piercing. So this could
Doesn't
be a
that
big
hurt?
Problem. Like, I should probably just take the piercing out.
Yeah. Well, why? I mean, it's not. It's worth That's a not shot, true. Right?
Well, if you've had sex with 26 people, when did you get your hood pierced? When you were 8?
No. All right. So, but I got that done when I was like 18.
Okay.
I'm confused.
I don't know what to tell you.
Thuggy says he'll make the drive. He's ready to go.
Thuggy is ready to come to your house tonight.
To go.
Well, I appreciate the offer. But, you know, Fred made me call in or whatever this dude is online. So he was like, you have to call. And he's been harassed.
We just, I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
nothing, the only doctor that can solve this thing.
Frankly, I wouldn't take your advice even if you gave it to me, but like.
Well, yeah, thank you. We appreciate that.
What was that?
He keeps telling me to call in, so I was like, all right, I'll just, use John or something.
Well, we appreciate it, and you go out there and keep trying, and. Right.
Rock on.
We'll hit the home run soon enough.
Listen, the world.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted or something.
Yes, definitely. Call us back when it happens and tell us what happened differently.
And when
Thuggy
says when you're ready, he'll make the drive and he'll bring you a flower. Just one, I think.
The world needs sluts.
Once you
keep up a good job with the show, guys, all right?
All right, thank you. Hey,
she said we're doing a good job. Yeah!
Hey, are you still there?
Hey, take it easy.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. You there? When you break up with your boyfriend, will you come in for like a dial-a-date? Like, kind of like, we'll bring three guys in here and all that think they can give you the big O, and then you'll pick one out.
My boyfriend's in the Navy and he's leaving tomorrow, so like I can come in next week or sometime.
Okay, sounds we'll figure great. That I out. Can't believe that we have another call.
Okay, we have another call. We gotta go.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Fucked up.
Hello. Hey, Steve.
It's
what?
Steve?
Is that Pulse?
This is Carl from Montana.
Carl from Montana.
You're definitely not Carl from Montana.
No, right now. It's a little bit too much this morning.
Thanks for the call, Carl.
Yeah. What?
See you later.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Hello? Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey. My computer just died, and I don't have the internet anymore. You guys still like talking about love and stuff?
Yes, yeah. We are.
I just wanted to say, like, my thing's not about love, but I just thought you guys were just really mean to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It just
kind of
makes me not
want to
listen because you guys are just being mean.
Thank you.
Wait,
okay, go ahead.
How old are you?
16.
You're 16?
And you have no sense of humor, huh?
No, I have a sense of humor. I'm just sad with it.
You're sad with it?
You're sad because we called the girl that banged 26 guys a whore?
No, I just thought that you were mean to Lisa. And,
Lisa?
No, Lisa.
John and Leisha openly hate each other on the show.
Me and Leisha have been going at it since day one.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart.
Leisha calls every week. She isn't going anywhere. She's
not.
She likes fighting with John.
Right here.
Oh, I know. You're not going anywhere, so don't worry about it. Why tell your friend not to be so sad for you? You know, it's all in fun. You like fighting with John, and John likes fighting
exactly.
with you.
Exactly.
I wanted to say the whole point of the whole three-way call. All I wanted to say is, at least when I have sex, my gut doesn't get in the way.
Yeah.
Oh.
See? Wait, you're saying that I have a gut?
All right.
Filthy whore?
That does it. We're All right. Let's get Vegas on the phone. Let's hear if the gut gets in the way or not.
You want to go
let's
to a, you, hold on.
Let's, take
go
a,
to
a
let's go to a song. We're going to get Vegas
on the phone.
Let me just give a quick update while Rocco gets the Threeb song ready, the new Threeb song that we're premiering tonight on Crash Test Radio. If you like it, you can go to myspace.com/Threeb. That's T-H-R-E-E-V-E. myspace.com/Threeb. The song's coming up. We're going to get on the phone with John's married woman when we get back.
She's not married.
Not anymore.
John's previously married woman.
All right. Let's hit it.
Here's three. Check this shit out. Rules. Welcome back to Crash Test Radio. That was Threave. If you guys are interested in them, they have a MySpace, which is myspace.com/Threave, which is the word Threave and then V-E added to it. And you can also, if you're interested in it, they got some t-shirts and stuff at loudmerch.com/Threave. And we got Bobby in the studio watching the game for me and keeping me updated on it, too.
There we go.
He's from Threave.
All right. So we've been talking about it for weeks.
Since
the first show.
Hold on. Give an update. Rocco, you want to preface this or you want me to preface it?
I don't. I'm just going to go right to it.
I got to do a quick preface just if you're a new listener so you know what's going on. John is, and John, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
John is seeing a woman from Las Vegas.
Yes.
Who was previously married.
Previously.
Married when you met her.
Yes.
And now she's in the process of a terrible divorce.
No, not terrible. She's just getting dreadful. A divorce.
She's going to come on and tell us that John's gut does not get in the way.
Yeah, and she's here to either stand up for John or make fun of him. We don't know what to expect.
I hope she stands up for me.
On the line, live. We've been waiting for her for weeks.
Hello? Vegas. Are you there, Vegas?
I'm here.
Yes!
Yay!
That's all we needed. Thank you for the phone call. This has been Crash Test.
So how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. How you doing?
Good. So I hear you've been listening to the show.
Yeah, I love that.
What do you think so far?
You guys are insane, but I love it.
Thank you. So run us through a little bit the first time you met John. I mean, what was it about him that just said, I need to have him?
He paid me.
Was it this Nazi
He paid
one?
You. I knew
I
it.
Paid you? How dare you?
No, seriously, what is it about John? I mean, most of our listeners hate him with good
reason.
Except for you.
What was it about him?
He is the male version of me, and who doesn't like that?
So you're a female racist? No, I'm kidding. That's a joke.
I didn't hear a word you said.
I'm sorry. Well, it's better that way. I just nothing. No, but I mean, come on, just tell us a little bit about John. Maybe it'll turn
How was he in the sack is what Rocco's trying to get
No,
to.
No, I'm not getting... Not yet.
Well, Vegas, it's John. He really wants to know, like, honestly, like, what you see in me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't get
we
it.
We just don't get it.
He doesn't get it.
How do you not get it? I don't understand.
I don't know. I understand. See, the listeners, they hear the radio John, and the radio John is very angry. Not to say that the regular John isn't very angry.
But it's a different kind of angry, right?
Vegas, am I angry?
You guys are so hard to hear.
Yeah, I know.
I said...
Your sound definitely sucks ass. You need to work on that.
Thank you, Vegas. We appreciate it.
I said, am I... Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you.
Am I mean? Am I angry?
No, not at all.
Thank
you.
So just tell us a little bit about the John that you know, so maybe the listeners will warm up to him a little bit. Like, tell us... Like, there's got to be something about him the first time, like, you guys met, personality-wise, looks-wise, that just made you say, I need to be with John.
He spit piss water in my face.
He what?
He spit water in your face?
Yeah, he spit piss water in my face, and he had me from then on.
Did he? That is beautiful.
True.
I have a question, Vegas.
Okay.
Did his gut get in the way when you guys did it? I guess that's a yes.
What gut? He doesn't have a gut.
Exactly. Thank you. Douchebags. Thank you, Vegas.
So, well, how is John in the sack?
I get better.
What do you mean? What?
What'd you say?
I'm kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I should have put mute on so that she didn't say that.
Damn it.
So you... So I just heard today that you're coming up in 2 weeks, huh?
I am.
I can't.
Yes, moving out there for good.
That
do you
want
to go on a double date with, or how about a triple date? Let's go on a triple date. Me, John, Rocco, and all of our lovely girlfriends.
That would be fantastic.
She's in. Rocco, are you in?
I'm excited to meet her. I really am. I've heard very good things.
Why don't you tell Vegas? Why don't you?
You refer to her as Vegas.
I know. Why don't you tell them why you're moving out here?
Which reason?
the biggest reason why.
The biggest reason? I get it, John. You have a big penis. We understand.
It's pretty good.
I didn't hear that. What?
Never mind.
Nothing. Why, Vegas, why are you moving out here?
A few reasons. My family's
Okay, and the next reason that's not bullshit?
Oh, stop it. She to be with her.
Is it to be with John?
Absolutely.
Aww.
There you go.
Aww, I know, it's so sweet.
That's
there
so you nice. Go.
You're a fucking home wrecker, John. Congratulations.
No. I don't think there was much of a home to wreck there or something. I don't know, right? You aren't very happy. You'd be much happier with John.
Absolutely.
Oh, agreed.
There you go.
Now, living in Las Vegas, do you go to the casino a lot or no?
Not a lot, no.
So you don't gamble too much?
No. Do people don't do that out here? You do a lot of drinking.
Do people who live in Vegas like hate gambling because they realize how fucking stupid it is for the most part?
What?
The people who live in Las Vegas, do they realize that gambling you always lose, so they don't really gamble too much?
Yeah, that's you dumb fucks are the reason why we don't have to pay state taxes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's true.
Me and my girlfriend had a devastating trip to Vegas. I think we lost about $1,500. We won though the first day. We won $35, and we were so excited. We were like, that paid for lunch. That was great. And then it was just like, boom, from there.
That,
and it was on nickel slots, too.
Jared, that story, that story you told about that wing place, she was going to go eat there last night.
I hate you for life for that, by the way.
That place sucks. That place sucks.
She used to love that place. She was actually going to go there last night, but because of you, she didn't.
I pissed in the one in Lawrence, Kansas, not in the one in Las Vegas.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah, you're good to go. The only places I eat in Las Vegas.
Every time I step into an elevator now out here because of you.
That you should be.
What elevator was it?
I think that was at the Tropicana that I pissed in the elevator twice.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, I don't go there. That's a little ghetto.
Yeah, a little ghetto? Yeah. Little's an understatement.
How?
Well.
It's no Wild Wild West, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, not as ghetto as the place I stayed at.
Well.
Can you play Rock, Paper, Scissors there?
No.
I didn't get it.
Well, Vegas, I got to say, I you are very lovely. You're a very lovely person to talk to. And I think John definitely upgraded to, not to say that John, you upgraded. Wait, what am I trying to say?
I don't know. What
I think
you're
saying John upgraded.
John upgraded. And I'm not sure if you upgraded. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was trying to get.
By the way, thank you.
What'd she say?
By the way, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to
she
get it.
She definitely downgraded, but John definitely upgraded from Hawaii.
Go.
They're trying to say you downgraded.
And John definitely upgraded.
No, I definitely upgraded.
I can't imagine who the fuck you married.
It's all in good fun. Well,
it is.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for finally willing to be on the show. We appreciate it.
We really do. And I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to go on a triple date, and we're going to go to the Bonsai, and Laura's going to pay for it in making back to me the fact that she didn't invite me to Rocco's birthday.
There you go.
You got to say something, Laura, you call up, all right? You bring it.
All right, Vegas, we're going to go. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Thank you.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Mazel tov. Have a safe flight.
All right, have a good trip back.
Bye.
We got to get Tom on the phone before we go off the air. Let me see if I can get him quickly. Tom, the intern, he's out in Seattle, and I think his flight's probably delayed, so he's drinking at the bar because it's snowing like fucking crazy there.
Well, that was nice.
That wasn't bad, right?
No, not at all.
Little,
yeah. I told you we weren't going to be mean.
Yeah, are you calling somebody?
Oh, we're trying to get Tom. See if we can get
getting, him. It's you. Yeah, that wasn't a bad phone call, right?
No.
No, she did good.
It'd be nice.
When she gets here in like 2 weeks, she'll come on the air.
Shocker, Tom's not picking up his phone. I'm surprised. And your last chance, Tom?
Oh, well.
What a piece of shit. Huh?
Was that him?
No, it was leave me a... His voicemail goes, that goes up in the things. Leave me a message!
Jesus.
All right, well...
I guess that's the end of the show.
I guess so.
All right.
That's the fastest hour ever,
by it's because you're wasted.
It's been an hour and 15
minutes.
I'm not
that drunk anymore.
Shit dragged on.
Freddie, anything over there? Buddy?
Freddie, what's going on? You've been so quiet.
Anything.
No comments.
Really? Nothing?
Nothing.
Freddie, you have not said anything. You were able to say whatever you wanted throughout the show, and you've not said anything.
All right, well, we have a call. Let me see if this person has anything to say.
Probably not.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hey, are you guys still giving relationship advice?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
If you want it.
Okay.
What's your problem?
Actually, this is Jen's older sister, so I guess it kind of runs in the family.
You guys all like in one fucking house.
The what? Same Jen that called before. Okay, so what's your problem?
Well, I was dating this guy for like 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And everything was fine. And then, like, within the last 2 weeks, he starts telling me that, like, he's not sure about his feelings, and he wants time now to figure out how he feels.
That means he doesn't want to date you anymore.
It means he's gay.
I'm sorry. We're being blatantly honest because we're not going to bullshit and say, oh, he needs time and everything. That's a way of a guy saying, we're done.
He's not happy, unfortunately.
Yeah. I don't mean to be a dick, but we're just being honest.
Just let it go.
You got to go out with your sister, and I'm telling you, just go up
just
to any guy.
Go out, wear some sexy outfits. You guys will be getting free drinks all night.
Yeah, right?
You will.
Seriously, don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I don't know. He keeps trying to act differently.
You girls stress out too much.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28, Jesus. Go out and hit on any guy at any bar, and trust me, you'll be fine.
Guys are stupid.
You guys are from Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Where in Jersey are you?
I live in Woodbridge.
Woodbridge? Are you coming out?
Hey, that's where Vinny grew up.
It's true. Are you coming to the Hamilton Street show?
No.
Okay. Well, no, because I was going to invite you out to the bar for some drinks with all of us, for you to meet some guys, but it's kind of ghetto, so shit happens. But thanks for not coming to the show. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that's pretty much the best advice we can give you is, you know, move on and just pretty much. Girls, listen.
If it happens, like, let's say in like a month, he's like, oh, I want to get back together.
You say go
tell him
yourself.
To go fuck off.
Fuck exactly, because that means he went out and realized that people didn't treat him as well as you did. And now he's coming back for it, and that's when you get to say, go fuck yourself. But for some reason, like the movie Swingers always said, that always happens once you're over the person.
Exactly.
So you got to move on. You got some time. You're all right.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right.
Good luck with it.
I just want to point out that Rocco's girlfriend just texted me, and she wrote, tell Jarrett I'll pay for everyone but him.
Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it. After I defended you on this show, left and right. Unbelievable. And can I throw a couple quick plugs in before we go to the end? You can hit the end of the show.
No.
Let's go. Anybody else have need any more love advice?
If you need any more great love advice from us, it's 973-229-6647. I do want to say for our Australian listeners, I can't give any information right now, but by next week I should have some confirmed information for you guys for some February dates that will be coming out there. And also, if you guys go to our MySpace, myspace.com/crashtestradio, I want you to go on there. There is an awesome charity that we're supporting for Ola's a scholarship. I want you to go on there, check it out. You can get awesome stuff signed and autographed by bands. It's starting at like $20. All the money's being donated. Please go to our MySpace and check it out.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/crashtestradio.
I just wanted to say anybody, if anybody wants to meet me, and I think Rocco's going to go too. Rocco laughs.
Who the fuck wants to meet you?
Me and Rocco will both be at the Hamilton Street.
They have metal detectors in this place.
I thought you hate Hamilton Street.
I don't think I'll be at the Hamilton
Street. Let's move on to the phone
first. We have a caller. Caller, you are on the air. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
We are good. Hold on 1 second. Ooh. Wow, where are you?
Lower your radio.
Okay. What's your question for us?
All right, I have something that you guys might actually be able to put some thought into to answer.
Well, thank you.
All of my female friends tell me something differently, and so I want a guy's perspective.
Okay. You've called the wrong show.
An honest perspective.
Okay. You've definitely called the wrong show.
All right, so I am 24, so I'm done with this whole, like, bullshit, we need to not tell each other what we're actually thinking thing, because it's really annoying.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's this guy, like... we met each other towards the beginning of the semester, and we hung out a few times, and we have a good time and whatever. We're both busy with school, so we don't hang out that much, it's understandable, but we've been talking less and less, and he texts me less, but I text him less because we're both busy. So here's my main question, all right.
Okay.
Finally.
Hey.
All right, no, good.
Surprise, that was John.
You wanted us to be honest.
Go ahead. I'm going to be honest with you, sweetheart.
All right, keep going.
No. Okay, so if a girl were to ask you, like, honestly, if how am I going to word this? Hold on a second. Okay.
No, go ahead. Take your time, by all means.
I want to know if, if he just wants to hook up or if he's actually... looking for something serious, because in the beginning I was like really distant and kind of like kept him off
like pushed off because I didn't want to start to like him because I didn't really want anything serious. But is he going to answer me seriously, or is he going to give me the answer that he thinks I want to hear?
Well, I have no idea what you just said, so I'm going to let Freddie handle this one. Freddie, what should she do?
You gotta talk a little bit louder,
this is,
Freddie.
This is radio.
Yeah,
you gotta
come
talk.
On, Freddie.
Yeah. Freddie,
about.
Freddie's gonna talk.
I don't
gonna
know
talk.
Either.
I have no clue what she's talking about. You need to get more
okay,
details.
Okay, no, listen. I want to know if he just wants to hook up, or if he actually wants a relationship, but he just doesn't have time for one because of school. And if I ask him that, is he gonna answer me honestly, or is
no,
he gonna,
no?
He's certainly not going to answer you honestly. Listen,
no, he's not probably gonna answer.
How old
honestly.
Are you again?
24.
And how old is he?
24.
Sweetheart, he just wants to fuck. Okay.
That's great.
There we go. I'm not even kidding.
Why can't guys give an honest answer? Because how do they know that that's not what I want too?
Oh.
Well, why don't you tell him?
Wow.
You got to tell him what you want.
That's the thing. You got to tell him.
If you tell him, he'll probably, I don't know. Like,
well,
if
what
he has a horse, he'd ride around on it.
What are your girlfriends saying? Because you said you asked all your girlfriends and you wanted our perspective. What are they saying?
They just think I should wait it out and see what happens.
They must not have. Well, they must have never had boyfriends.
Well, do you want just to fuck?
If that's what he wants, then I'd be fine with it. But I want to know that so that I am like in that mindset that that's all it is.
Then
you need to tell him. Yeah.
Guys feel the need that like, even if they're just having sex with a girl, they feel the need to, like, do this cute thing.
Yeah.
And, well, like, if we're just fucking, I don't want to do that. Like, don't be cute and shit. Like, you know, because then I'm going to start to like you.
Oh, my God. I love you.
This is like John's dream girl. Too bad Vegas is in the picture.
Wait, see, the thing I don't understand is if you're just up front with them and say, hey, listen, do you want to be, you know, boyfriend? Do you want to have a serious relationship, or do you just want to fuck? Whatever his answer is, like, what's the deal? If he says, no, I just want to fuck, that's okay.
And
if
he
says, no,
he wants a relationship, then that's okay too.
I don't understand your problem.
Because I get the feeling that most guys would probably be like, no, I actually like you. Because if they answer, no, I just want to hook up, then they think that the girl isn't going to be down with that.
But that's why you have to tell him, listen, I don't care either way. I just need to know. Just say something like that. You just say, listen, something's been bothering me. I just need to know. Give me an honest answer, because I'll be honest with you either way. Do you just want to, you know, hook up all the time and fuck, or do you want a serious relationship? Either way,
you know, I had
I don't
blood
care.
In my poop today. I think that's a way worse
Wait,
problem than you got.
Hold
on.
Listen, seriously.
This is an acceptable conversation to have, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Not, like,
no,
I
you're not crazy.
Honest conversation with someone?
No, that's the thing. Like, with most people, like, you just have to be honest to each other and not
exactly
and not lie about going to buy Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, and not lying about going to porn stores.
And
if
you feel uncomfortable about it, then just write him a MySpace message saying, "Listen,
he's one of like 5 people in the world that is not on MySpace."
Oh, so he's not in your top 8.
Really?
Well, that's good. That means our listeners can't figure it out.
Well, that's good, because at least, you know, he's not going to be talking to all these other girls.
Just ask him straight up. Listen,
seriously,
do you want to just fuck or what?
I don't think you have a problem here. You just have to be honest.
Exactly.
I think there might be something here that you're not telling us, and you're actually, you want one or the other, I think.
We think you're holding back.
And you're afraid of
one
of the answers.
I hadn't, like, in the beginning, I hadn't thought about it at all, but then he started being cute, so I was like, maybe I do like him, but I don't want to like him if that's not where it's going. So I just kind of put, like, this roadblock in the way.
Bored.
So I'm open to think about both.
Okay.
Then just fuck them. Forget it.
Like, I haven't really considered whether or not I would actually want a relationship, because I really don't have time.
You could be in a relationship with him, or you could be in a relationship with John.
Okay,
and
just
think about that.
So you just spread your legs and fuck him.
Jesus,
so John's an asshole.
Right.
So you're saying,
basically, if I bring this up with him and I'm just like, honestly, let's talk about this, whatever. Like, I just want to know what you want out of this. Either one is fine.
You just need to make
it
clear to him.
It's an acceptable thing to bring up.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Definitely.
It's not a big deal.
Listen. Now what you're saying is that you don't want a relationship because you don't have time. So basically just be upfront with him and be like, listen.
Just get your head off.
No, because I had told myself I wasn't going to get into a relationship before I was done with grad school. But
grad school. I went to county college for 5 years.
But I've also thought about the fact that, like, it's kind of dumb to say absolutely, definitely no until I'm done, because then I might miss
some opportunities.
Listen.
Okay, ratings are going down.
Just, all right, just well, hang up. Listen, we got to run. I think you just have to be honest with him and just ask
honest.
Him flat out what he wants.
Be honest.
I wanted some guy's perspective on whether or not I could bring this up and not be considered like an over-emotional girl for bringing it up.
No, yeah, not
John's
at all.
Over
just
listen, if you just shut your
we
mouth,
deal with
you
it
find a guy.
You'll be fine. Up. Don't worry about it, all right?
Just goodbye.
All right. Thanks, all
right. You're welcome.
Thank you for the call.
You too.
Jesus Christ.
Was it you?
I
okay,
know.
And
no,
moving
no, no.
on.
I have a headache.
All right. I think that's the end of the show. As I said, please go to our MySpace. It's myspace.com/crashtestradio. There's an awesome eBay auction going on. Everything's going to charity. You can see it under like our main information. So please go do some stuff. There's stuff from all sorts of bands, no matter who you're into.
Yeah, that was a rough story. You told us that earlier.
Yeah, so go check it out. You can look up some more information on the actual story. But if you got 20 bucks and you want to get something cool from a band that's autographed and such, and you want to donate towards a good cause, go to myspace.com/crashtestradio. In there, you'll see the link for it all. It's for the for Ola's the fund. I forget what the name of it, the actual fund is, because I'm an asshole.
Good job.
So what was that, on the Houston Calls MySpace?
No, on our MySpace. It's on there.
It's ours?
Yeah, it's on ours. It's on absolutepunk.net. Check it out there.
I know.
Either way, make
I
sure
no
you
idea.
Go there. If you got a few bucks that you can donate, you're getting something cool for it. You're not just donating money. You're getting something for it. All the bands are donating stuff for free, so
very cool. I want to thank Freddie, the Mexican Ecuadorian.
Yeah, even though
and,
I didn't talk at all, Jesus.
Nothing I love more than a non-talking
guy.
Ecuadorian.
Yeah, you're a rarity.
You are a rarity.
You're a rarity. Talking to the mic, come on.
Yes,
killer, dude. Sorry, we couldn't get Tom the intern on the phone tonight. Again, if you heard that song that we just played before, it was by Threave. The MySpace is myspace.com/Threave and loudmerch.com/Threave. And we'll be back.
I want to thank Vinny from Less Than Jake.
Vinny from Less Than Jake,
yes.
For our first phone call.
Very good.
And
good
for,
job, Vince Gentle.
Yeah, and for Vegas, actually, for calling
yes,
in.
Yes, and Vegas.
Vegas
and
in it.
Laura and all the callers.
Yeah, thanks,
with
Laura,
her.
For telling us that Rocco sucks in the sack and then telling me that you wouldn't buy me dinner.
She said
you'd
I was awesome
John.
In the sack.
You'd buy John dinner and you
What's
won't buy me
with
dinner.
That? Wait, hold on a minute.
There's a
Time
lot
out.
Fucking wrong with
hold
that.
Hold on. What is wrong with her buying me dinner?
She said she complained that you were out on the phone the
no,
entire.
No.
Yes.
Rocco complained.
No, and
I
you
did.
Know that
I
came
complained.
From the higher source, which
Get
is Laura.
Out of here. She didn't care.
She did.
Not
we
care.
Both cared a little
Bullshit.
Bit.
Call her, please.
Bullshit.
Back me up on this.
She
I'm not
did
ready
not
to go.
Care. I'm not ready to go off the air either. She didn't care. You did. Laura, call in right now and
Get
tell
her.
Me that you cared. Seriously.
Get her on the phone and find out if she had to bring one of us to dinner, who she'd prefer to bring.
Me.
And then we're leaving the show. I think it's me.
I think we're going kind of backwards with the show here.
Who cares?
Oh.
What?
I guess she's trying to call.
Oh.
I don't know.
What's going on?
I got her voicemail.
Let's just figure the final answer
she
and then we'll move
yeah,
on.
And then we'll end the show. But trust me, there I'm great company at dinner.
I highly doubt yes, that.
What do you mean you highly doubt
that? Quiet. Shut the fuck up.
Laura, settle this.
Okay. John, I love you to death, but you talk on the phone way too much. So I would pay for Jarrett.
Yes! I fucking
Laura?
Rule! Go fuck yourself. Hit the end
Laura?
Song. Get
Laura?
The song going.
No.
Get it
no,
going. Get the
no.
fucking song.
I have no idea what you guys just said. One, because I'm drunk, and two, because this phone thing sucks.
Thank you.
But
Laura?
John, I love you. I'm
Laura?
Sorry. But you talk on the phone way too much.
Laura. I win. Thank you, Laura. Laura, for that,
Hold
I
on.
Will bring you to dinner.
Hold on, Laura.
Wait. Why am I paying to take guys out to dinner?
Wait a minute.
Because your boyfriend's a faggot.
Wait a minute.
Here's the final song.
Hold on, no.
All of you are going to have to pay.
Hold on. Laura, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't like you anymore.
I love you, John.
No, too bad. I don't care. It's official.
Laura, we'll do a double date, okay? And we'll all pay for ourselves. Me, you, my girlfriend, and Rocco.
Talk on the phone.
No, John's not invited.
I was on the phone for like 10 minutes.
I doubt that.
What?
You're on the phone for an hour before every radio show that we broadcast.
Wow, I can't understand what the hell is going on.
All right, Laura, I'm gonna let you go.
Thank you for the call, Laura.
I will rock your world later.
No, you won't.
I'm announcing that to all the people.
Try and stay awake for Mr. Burrow.
All right, I'll see you later.
I love you, bye.
I love you too, bye.
All right. Well, you guys have been listening to Crash Test Radio. It's Monday, November 27, 2006, and we're going to get on out of here.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for your phone calls. And
Freddie, did
and
you
everything.
Have fun?
Yes, I had very much fun.
Did you really?
Thank you, Freddie.
Freddie, you have quite the radio voice, I must say.
Yeah, did you ever think about quitting the phone company and going into radio?
Every single day.
Really?
Freddie, I would love to have you back the next time, maybe if you talked a little more.
I got to get more liquor in me.
Maybe that's what it is.
Is that it?
That's fair enough. All right. Go Seattle. Hopefully they'll win the game. Tom, we hope you get your flight home. This has been Crash Test Radio. Thank you guys for listening to us for all this bullshit that we did.
Seriously, tell your friends. please.
Yeah, really. And leave us some MySpace comments, seriously.
Have a good night. Crash Test Radio, MySpace.com/CrashTestRadio. Please go there and check out that eBay contest shit going on and donate some cash.